It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, 2NRS. Good evening, the Illawarra. My name is Josh, and I am going to take you to the next 2 hours of just absolute fun. Coming up on the show tonight, we're going to be talking maybe a little bit of the Olympics. Definitely the Olympics, because that's coming up next month. And I've got an unusual skill that I want to share with you listeners as well. And the brand new game called Hit the Lyric is coming up as well tonight. So get ready for that. Please give us a call on 9061-7171 if you do want to play that. You will win tickets to Inside Out 2 at Event Cinema Shell Harbour. But this is A Bar Tipsy.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
D, how bizarre, live on 2NRS. But you know what? It's still up for Waz for me. Remember that remake last year when the Warriors in the NRL were killing it. They were killing it, and every single parody of a song came out. I mean, it was up the Waz, up the Waz, up the Waz. That's what I remember, but it's not up the Waz, it's up the Red V. Hey guys, coming up, I'm going to tell you my secret skill. And I'm not going to keep you waiting for too long, but it's pretty special. You know Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory? Yeah, I reckon it's a bit better than that. You know how he has his photogenic memory? Way better than that. But let's keep on playing the hits, and I'll get that to you soon. Also, give us a call on 9061-7171 if you do want to play that karaoke game. Here's some more hits.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start now. Dua Lipa live on 2NRS. Tops of 11 tonight, so it's going to be a bit of a cold one. And then tomorrow it's going to be tops of 16. Now, I have a bit of a special power, if you say so, and I'm going to let you know what it is. So, my special power is if you throw me a song, I can remember exactly the first time I heard that song, where I was, and what I was doing. And I can also, and with that knowledge, I can also figure out the year it came out. I don't know if that's like a Sheldon Cooper, like photogenic memory, like am I... Should I be a physicist instead of radio? Like, I don't actually know, and I don't know why I have this gift. So we're going to put that to the test. Producer Denny, how are you?
Hello, Josh. Why have you never told me about this alleged skill before? I don't know whether I should believe you or not.
Look, secrets need to be kept. Secrets do need to be kept. So we were speaking, and you're going to put me to the test on this one.
Yeah, right, because I don't believe you, but yeah, okay.
All right, so you got a couple of songs for me?
I do. So I'm going to tell you the song and you have to tell me the year it came out because allegedly you know exactly where you were when you heard these songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first one.
Hang on. Why isn't that playing? Let's play that again. Okay. These are not playing.
Oh, that's no good. Anyway, I'll tell you what it is. It's Animal Neon Trees. Okay. You know that song?
I do. And I can remember the exact place I was when I heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually the year where I fell in love with radio.
Okay.
So I remember I was listening to, I think it was the National Night Show on Hit with Angus O'Loughlin. And that song came out. And I think that song was 2011.
Bum, bum.
Oh, what?
No.
It wasn't 2011.
2010.
Oh, because that song as well, it was back in year 7, I had like this flip phone and like it wasn't an iPhone, it wasn't a Samsung. So I literally had to record music off the camera. Mm-hmm. And listen to it as a camera gallery. Wow. I don't know why. And I remember that was one of the first songs I ever recorded on my flip phone. All right, what's the next song?
Okay, it's Avicii, Hey Brother.
Hey Brother. All right, I remember the first time I heard this song. It was a year 9 trip to Canberra. And one of the kids in my class played this song on the bus. So year 9 was 2014. Wait, what? It's not even 2013?
2013.
Oh, 2013.
Wow, okay. You're going pretty well. You've got 0% so far. I don't know if this is actually a skill you should be talking about.
I'm talking myself up. Okay. All right, what's the next song?
Next one. Hey Soul Sister, Train.
Oh, this is a hard one. So, first time I heard this song, you know what? We don't need a backstory for this one. I'm just going to say 2009.
Yes. Oh, finally. Yes.
There we are. There we are. I'm back on the board. I'm back on the board.
There's a very tenuous link here between the songs and the years. Okay, number four, Give Me Love, Ed Sheeran.
Now, I remember the first time I heard this song, and don't judge me, I was watching this with Mum, but you know those Home and Away finale scenes where something like major happens? I remember the exact same finale scene. It was Heath Braxton. Someone knocked him out and left him on a raft in the middle of the ocean. And I remember Give Me Love played at that. And I'm going to go, that was 2011.
He's got it.
Oh, there we are. How do I even know that? That is absolutely insane. Danny, thank you so much. 2 out of 2. That's not too bad.
Thanks, Josh. It's not too good either, but yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Welcome back to 2NRS for your Thursday night. You have Josh on the air for you, and it's that time where we play Hit the Lyric. Now, we do have Tess from Albion Park on the line. Tess, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I am doing very, very well. And Tess, I heard you got a bit of a helper with you.
Yeah, I do. I have my best friend here. We really want to win the Inside Out tickets. Please, of course. We really want to win.
Are these tickets for yourself, or you got kids or anything?
Yeah, we're going to go out, have a night out. Hey, yeah, absolutely.
Lovely. All right, well, so the point of this game is I'll play a song, the song will stop, and you need to hit the lyrics, okay?
Okay, don't make it too hard, Josh.
I'll try not to. All right, here is song number one.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
There's the words I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how.
No. Look, I'm gonna give you guys that one. Great work. I was a little bit uncertain for a second, but I'll give it to you guys. All right. Here is song number two. I'm sorry, you don't get that one, right? So you have two more guesses, and if you get these next two songs correct, you will win the Inside Out 2 tickets, okay?
Let's hope.
All right, let's do it.
I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends.
Smell of a sweet perfume on the mountain. So
look, I'll give you guys that one. Are you guys applying for Australian Idol by any chance?
Maybe we should.
All right. Well, here is the last song, guys. If you do get this one, if you do get this one correct, you will win the tickets to go see Inside Out 2. Okay, you ready?
Oh, come on, the pressure's on.
All right, let's do it.
Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have brought you flowers and held your hand.
Thank you every hour. And every hour. You wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing. He's dancing with another man.
Ooh. It was a little bit clunky at the start, ladies, but I am feeling generous. You guys have won the Inside Out 2 tickets.
Yeah!
All right, enjoy that movie. You girls going to go see that this weekend?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Lovely. Enjoy, girls. This is 2NRS.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to give a big shout-out to all the Illawarrians competing in the Bloody Long a Walk in Wollongong this Sunday. So if the listeners don't know what that is, it's a 35-kilometre challenge from Stanwell to Lang Park. And the event is operated by the Mito Foundation. You can either walk, you can run, or you can jog and just enjoy the spectacular scenery while raising vital funds for the microchronicle disease. So good luck to everybody competing in that this Sunday, and make sure you play the hits on 2NRS. Hits like this one, Khaled, Better. This song is great. You're listening to 2NRS. This is Josh. Enjoy.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Welcome back to 2NRS, the station that just hits different. You only had me for another hour, but it's going to be a big hour because next up we're going to be talking sport that should be in the Olympic Games, and I'm very keen for that. Let's keep cracking on with the tunes. Pink, Raise Your Glass, taking you back to 2008 with this one. See, I use my special skill.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Heads, I Wanna Be a Girl, live on 2NRS, and who doesn't want to be a girl sometimes? Shout out to the queenies out there. All right, let's talk about the Olympics. Next month, it kicks off the 2024 Olympics in Paris. But I want to talk about sport that hasn't really got a little bit of a look in with the Olympics. So I made a top five list. Number five sport I want to see in the Olympics, snooker. So snooker is a Q sport and it's beloved a lot in the UK and China. And it's in other Commonwealth countries as well. It's pretty popular. Number four, our beloved netball. Love to see netball in the Olympics. It's hugely populated in Australia and it's also getting a bit of traction in the UK as well. The only thing is it's a very female orientated sport, which means you would have to get a lot more males to involved for it to ever become an Olympic sport. Number three, a bit of a posh one, we've got polo. So polo used to be in the Olympics. I think the last time it was in the Olympics was 1936, but would love to see polo back in. Number two, I've got a rugby league. Now, what I've heard is they are in talks to get rugby league in the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. And the Queensland government have put in a bid. So maybe we will see rugby league in the 2032 Olympics. How good would that be? Now, number one. The number one sport I want to see in the Olympics is pickleball. Now, if you don't know what pickleball is, it's a paddle sport. And it has a bit of mix of tennis, badminton, table tennis. It's like a little mini table tennis, if I have to say. But look, I know nothing about pickleball, but I do have Roy from Shell Harbour Pickleball Association. He is going to come up soon. We're going to have a bit of a chat about pickleball and where to get your kids registered. This is 2NRS, the station that just hits different.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
Welcome back to 2NRS for Station that just hits different. Yeah, I'm with Josh. I hope you're having a great Friday night. And before we were talking about Olympic sports and what sports should be highlighted into the Olympic Games within the next couple of years. And I put pickleball as number one. I didn't really know about it, but I do got my dear friend Roy on the air tonight. Roy is the pickleball ambassador of the south coast of the Illawarra. Roy, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Josh. Very good.
So, Roy, pickleball. Let's for the listeners and let's just say for myself. What is it? What is pickleball?
Well, pickleball is a racket and ball sport. It is indoor. It's played indoors, outdoors, and it's played with a paddle smaller than a tennis racket, a little bit bigger than a badminton paddle, table tennis, and it's played with a plastic wiffle ball with holes in it. And it's on the south, well, it's been played in Australia since 2018 and it's gone ballistic. On the south coast, as the ambassador, it's just growing.
Why do you think it's grown this much within the last couple of years?
Well, because it's played on a court, you can put four pickleball courts on the one normal tennis court, which means the players at our age, the elderlies and seniors, they're not running around. It's a smart game. It's a skillful game of strategy, tactical shots, patience, and it's an easy-to-learn game. And it's good for all genders, abilities and ages, which is great.
So when it comes to, let's just say, badminton or table tennis or even tennis, like, what comes closest to the rules? Like, do you still have, like, the ace and dunks when it comes to pickleball?
Yeah, well, you got, well, especially when you play with fours, and there's rules that, yes, the serve must go to the opponent and must bounce before they hit it. Then it comes back to the server, it must bounce, and then you can move up and have your volleys, dinks, and whatnot. None of this slamming, nothing like tennis, squash, or what's that other game, table tennis?
Table tennis, yep.
Right. Pickleball is a structural game for everybody to enjoy. Yeah? And it's slow, it's fast, and it's all about beating your opponent.
Do you see pickleball potentially making, obviously not this Olympics coming up next month, or maybe the 2032 Olympics in Brisbane? Would you, like, do you see pickleball actually making the Olympics?
Definitely.
So let's talk about pickleball on the South Coast. Regarding comps and registrations and stuff. Tell us a bit about that, Roy.
All right. Now, we started in Croom Raid in 2022, and we had one court and two people. Now, today at Croom Raid, we've got four sessions a week, and then the sessions go for 2 hours, and we have anywhere from 30 to 40 people per session.
Hey, Roy, if I was a mum, if mums are listening and driving home with their kids and they think that pickleball is like maybe a good way to get the kids off of video games and get them doing something a bit fun and productive, how would they get in contact with you?
Right. Well, they can get in. Well, actually, it's a good thing to do. If everybody can take down this website number, its name is pickleball. nsw.org.
Yep.
Now, in there, go to places to play, and then you'll see Shell Harbour, and then they'll see my name in there under the Shell Harbour with my phone contact.
We do have to almost wrap this up, Roy, but I just want to say thank you for jumping on air tonight and telling us about this amazing, amazing sport. If you do want to find pickleball in your local area, you can jump onto the Pickleball New South Wales website, especially Shell Harbour. Definitely hit them up and get amongst it, yeah? Well, Roy, pleasure, mate, as always, and I'll definitely have to come down and have a game with you myself.
Absolutely, well. Go short with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Roy. Appreciate that. You're listening to 2NRS, the station that just hits different. Thank you, Roy.
It's 2NRS.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Black, AC/DC. And that is all I have time for tonight. Thank you for being a wonderful audience. And if you didn't like it, please let me know. But I hope you did. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. This is 2NRS, the station that just hits different.
You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.